State Representative Mike Hope from Snohomish County, and also with the Second Amendment Foundation and former national board member of the National Rifle Association, Dave Workman. Want to talk to these guys about the status of gun rights and gun control legislation going on in the state capitol right now. State Representative Hope, you've got your name on a bill as prime sponsor that would create a statewide database of people who commit crimes with guns. Introduced the bill late last week. What would change if this happened, Mike?
I want to state first that this bill targets felons. We're not, intruding upon anybody's rights. This bill is geared towards felons that commit crimes with a gun. And what the bill would do is set up a registration upon conviction. So the person has to be convicted in court, and then the judge would have the discretion in order to put this person on a list for 4 years. And what it would do is kind of treat them like sex offenders, where that person would then have to register with law enforcement twice a year. The whole point of that is that it's a deterrent. If that person realizes that he has to face law enforcement, you're putting the face of that suspect in the front of the face of a law enforcement officer, and those law enforcement officers are going to get a chance to know who these people are, that they're working in the neighborhoods in which they're patrolling. So I think it's a very good deterrent bill. It will reduce gun violence, I believe homicide, but more importantly, too, it will also protect law enforcement because it gives us information that we'll have prior or during stops that we don't necessarily have right now.
How much is this going to cost?
Well, I actually don't have the fiscal note, but it is absolutely going to have some sort of fiscal, policy related to it. But I will tell you this. So we do have the infrastructure in place, so it should not be as expensive as some may think based on that. But I think also the amount of homicides that it's reduced in other cities is tremendous.
I don't hold out a lot of hope that it's going to solve our crime problem.